Would you say anything else to refer to that wrinkled skin?
It's all shriveled up.
Oh, here's one. What did you call a fancy covering for a bed in the old days? Well, what would you call
it? Terrapin, wouldn't it?
Well, these are bedspreads now.
Uh-huh. Counterpin, though.
And they had
older
counterpins day. And was it Coverland, something like that?
I don't know.
Oh, they really had them fancy, too.
How about that heavy bed cover that was stitched out of small pieces of cloth?
Oh, comforts.
Uh-huh. Were they stitched? Or were they tied?
Tacked, they call them.
Uh-huh. And how about that? Now, they had a cotton bat in the middle of them?
Mm-hmm. That's old comforts, they call them.
Uh-huh. How about that one that had designs on it, that the women had sewed on out of little pieces of cloth?
And be quilted.
They were sure pretty, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any special term for bedding spread on the floor? If you're going to sleep on the floor, you say, I'll make you a
pallet. Boy, I raised on a pallet.
That's that hard bed for you.
Yeah.
Does that bother
you? No, I have to move around.
Was there any special term for bedding that you'd sleep out on the ground in a lumber camp? Cow camp?
No, I don't. Pallet, y'all.
Mm-hmm. And do they have mountains around here?
Yeah.
They're common around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mountain not far from here.
Oh, I haven't been up that way. I don't know much about it.
Oh, about 20 miles, you strike the mountains.
Any special word for high flat land?
No.
Bet I can stop.